Joining us is Indiana State Police Sergeant John Perrine, also one of their public information officers. John, I understand you guys had a pretty busy morning out in Shelbyville on I-74 with a crash involving where a driver hit the car of a trooper. Can tell us a little bit about what happened?
You know, every time we hear these things, see the photos, whatever, it makes our heart skip a beat because you always think, what if? We're fortunate this time, but we know that this won't be the last time.
And when this trooper, Jeremy Basso, was, I understand he was assisting a construction crew. How did the crash come about?
Yeah, so there was a construction crew working on I-74. They had the left lane blocked with a lane shift. And just after the lane shift, a vehicle ran through the barrels. I mean, the lane was blocked with barrels and signs and flashing lights. Drove through the barrels and ran into the back of Trooper Basso at highway speed. Trooper Basso happened to be sitting behind workers that were outside of their trucks working in the roadway. So thankfully, the vehicle hit the back of a police car and not a crowd of workers.
And how did he did get help, but it's kind of interesting how he got help. Explain to people how. Didn't he have to use his radio?
He did. He was able to get himself removed from the wreckage, but he was injured pretty severely. Once he got out of the car, he actually laid on the ground and called for help via the police radio. The police department was very quick to respond and got there almost immediately to offer that assistance.
The driver, Mason Durrett, suspected of driving under the influence. What led you guys to believe that he was driving under the influence? Was he exhibiting some sort of signs of that, or did he fail a breathalyzer? How'd that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of all the evidence that from the investigation, but the officers doing the investigation could smell alcoholic beverage, and further tests, interviews, investigation, whatever it may be, led them to believe that driver was intoxicated, and he has been arrested and transported to Shelby County Jail.
And what you said, the trooper was pretty badly hurt. Do you know what his condition is as of now?
I do know that he's awake, alert, and conscious. He does have some broken bones, and right now, as far as I know, that he's stable, and the injuries are not life-threatening.
I want to ask you a question about some larger trends that we're noticing on highways right now. I know all the construction with the North Split is forcing traffic to be diverted into different areas, and it's causing crashes on other parts of different interstates because people are having to take different routes. What kind of trends are you noticing about just crashes that are happening in the morning commute, afternoon and evening commute, and other times?
You know, it's just unfortunate that people get so into their routines of driving that when that routine changes, whether that be the lanes closed or a detour or construction or whatever it be, that sometimes they fail to recognize those changes. And as a result, we see not just crashes, but an overwhelming amount of congested traffic or confused drivers. And so we're just asking people to pay attention to what's happening around them when they're driving and plan their commute and understand that oftentimes in these construction zones, there's signs put up weeks and months in advance informing the drivers that there's going to be construction in that area.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add that I may have forgotten to ask?
I think we're all set for now.
Sergeant John Perrine of State Police. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.